Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Tonight, the new allegations surrounding the Israeli strike that killed aid workers.
We were targeted deliberately, nonstop, until everybody was dead in this convoy.
Strong words from philanthropist and chef Jose Andres, accusing Israel of purposely killing 7 World Central Kitchen team members.
This looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
The growing outrage as we learn about the victims, including an American citizen. The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We begin tonight with the mounting questions and worldwide outrage after that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 humanitarian workers from the global aid charity World Central Kitchen. New tonight, the group's founder, Chef Jose Andres, is speaking out with a scathing rebuke of Israel's, quote, indiscriminate killing of civilians, urging officials to begin the long journey to peace. Andres is also accusing the Israeli military of knowing of the aid group's movements in the region and then targeting the 3-car convoy of armored vehicles, in his words, systematically, car by car. We're also learning more about the victims, including 33-year-old Jacob Flickinger, a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. The American father was reportedly planning to leave Gaza at the end of the week. An Israeli military spokesperson called the killings a grave mistake and said the convoy of 3 vehicles was wrongly identified as hostile targets. We get more now from CBS's Holly Williams.
So this was not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place.
The 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers killed by Israel's military in Gaza were targeted systematically, car by car, according to the group's founder, the award-winning Spanish-American chef Jose Andres. Speaking on Israeli television, he broke down.
I've been in Gaza myself. I met, and some of the people that died were my friends. And I served with them.
The bodies of the 6 foreign team members were transported out of Gaza today. World Central Kitchen has identified one of them as Jacob Flickinger, a 33-year-old dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. Israel's military has vowed to investigate what it called a, quote, grave mistake.
It was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night during a war in a very complex conditions.
That suggests the aid workers were mistaken for militants, But World Central Kitchen says it was coordinating its movements with the Israeli military. Andres says his team tried to call the military even as they came under fire, with team members moving from the first car after it was hit to the second, which was also hit, and then the third, leaving all seven dead. All three cars appear to have been targeted with precision strikes. CBS News has geolocated the wreckage to positions several hundred yards apart. President Biden said yesterday he's outraged by the deaths of the aid workers, and U.S. relations with Israel appear increasingly strained. But he didn't answer this question today from CBS News' Weijia Jiang.
Accountable for the World Central Kitchen strike, Mr. President.
It's not just World Central Kitchen that suspended its operations in Gaza. Another American nonprofit, ANERA, says it's also pausing its work there. And the United Nations says it's temporarily suspended its movements at night. Nora.
So much aid not getting to the people there. Holly Williams, thank you. Well, we learned today that President Biden will speak to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. It is their first phone call since the horrific IDF airstrike on those aid workers. CBS's Nancy Cordes joins us now from the White House. And Nancy, what can you tell us about what's going to happen in this phone call tomorrow?
Well, Nora, President Biden just said last night that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers like the ones from World Central Kitchen. There is deep frustration here about what the White House sees as a lack of coordination by the IDF. And the president is expected to convey that frustration and anger tomorrow. Beyond that, the U.S. has been very publicly, Nora, trying to talk Netanyahu out of a full-scale invasion of the city of Rafah. Officials here have been proposing alternatives, so that is sure to come up as well.
And Nancy, the administration has used the word unacceptable, outrage, to describe these airstrikes against those aid workers, but there haven't been any consequences. Why not?
Not only have there been no consequences, the U.S. is actually preparing to send more weaponry to Israel, including 2,000-pound bombs, possibly fighter jets as well. White House officials tell us there are no plans to cut off aid because Israel is still the closest U.S. ally in the region and because the security of Israel has been a top U.S. priority for decades. Now, we are seeing rising anger in Congress, particularly from the left after this latest tragedy, Nora. So could that make it harder to get Congress to approve aid to Israel in the future? Absolutely.
Nancy Cordes at the White House. Thank you. A massive search and rescue effort is underway in Taiwan following its most powerful earthquake in 25 years. The magnitude 7.4 quake hit during the morning rush hour. At least 9 people are dead, with about 1,000 people injured. Dozens more are trapped by debris. CBS's MTS Taieb has the late breaking developments.
The moment the earthquake struck was captured as the morning show was live on air, shaking heavy studio lights as panic jolted through the newsroom. Rush hour commuters were also caught off guard by the 7.4 magnitude quake. So too were passengers in this packed subway car.
It was definitely a shock when it happened.
Yoli Seb Young is originally from California.
We were actually sleeping. And we were definitely woken up by it because the whole room was shaking. We tried to find somewhere to hide, under a table.
The epicenter of the quake was near the eastern city of Hualien, where the shaking was so intense, some buildings crashed to the ground. Across Taiwan, dozens of other buildings have also been badly damaged, as some of the smallest survivors had to be carefully rescued. Elsewhere, hundreds remain trapped in badly damaged mines and on roads that have been cut off, thanks largely to landslides, which have also blocked a number of tunnels. Taiwan is no stranger to powerful earthquakes, but the public is kept informed via TV and cell phone messages, and school drills saw some children put on protective head coverings as they waited for the all clear. And while this quake isn't as devastating as the last major one before it, the destruction it's caused is clear. Imtiaz Taieb, CBS News, London.
Tonight, more than 40 million Americans are still in the path of dangerous weather from tornadoes to flooding. The storm system that started in California on Saturday is now in the Northeast. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports from the heartland, where residents are still picking up the pieces.
We're in the car.
My kids, they had, and I was
leaned over on top of them, just covering them, and had my foot on the brake.
From Indiana to Kentucky,
we have cars flipped over. What a mess.
Where five tornadoes touched down in the state, killing one person.
But what I know and what I have seen is that every time we're hit, we will get through it, and we'll get through it together.
Further south in Georgia, a tornado just missed this church in Conyers.
Even though it laid the tree down, but God still was blessing us because he didn't let it fall on the church.
In Columbus, Ohio, the city is on alert after heavy rain inundated the Scioto River. The river has risen 14 feet from last week. The storm created turbulence for travelers. At its peak, thousands of flights were delayed and hundreds canceled along the East Coast. Atlanta, Orlando, and Chicago airports with the most delays. All part of a coast-to-coast storm system that spawned at least 14 reported tornadoes in six states yesterday, including Tennessee.
We really about lost our life.
In the town of Sunbright, Alexis Hamby feels lucky her family is alive after a possible tornado hit their home.
Our neighbor grabbed all four of us and pulled us in his basement door. I mean, like a real-life superhero.
The first time these next-door neighbor families met each other was during that mid-tornado rescue. And, Nora, it is raining on and off here. That's not so great when some homes don't have a roof.
Oh, my goodness. Dave Malkoff, thank you so much for being there. For where the storms are headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Alex Wilkson from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Alex.
Well, Nora, a very soggy and snowy end to the week for the Northeast and New England. We start with the rainy side. Flood watches posted from the mid-Atlantic into the state of New York. But look at the snow. Amounts as high as 2, even 3 feet for parts of New England, including New Hampshire and Maine. It's going to be a heavy, wet snow, that heart attack snow. So very difficult to clear. Overnight, the snow really begins to fall in earnest, continues during the day on Thursday. As that low strengthens, winds will be gusty. That could cause travel problems, even in areas that don't see the snow. Winds along the coast could be gusting as high as 50, even 60 miles an hour. We look towards next week's total solar eclipse. Cloud cover looking likely across the south central with more clearing likely in the wake of the storm, Nora, in New England.
Alex, thank you. Here in Washington, another convicted January 6th rioter was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison today for his role in the attack. This comes amid growing concern over former President Donald Trump's use of words like hostage and patriot in defense of those accused of taking part in the insurrection, including those who attacked law enforcement. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more from Capitol Hill.
As Donald Trump increasingly champions January 6 defendants,
they're the J6 hostages, I call them,
and talks of issuing pardons for the attackers of the Capitol. A CBS News review of 3 years of January 6 criminal cases shows nearly 500 of the defendants are now accused of assaulting police, more than 120 of doing so with dangerous or deadly weapons. And we found those held in the January 6th wing of the Washington, D.C. jail, which has also been mentioned by Trump, include Jonathan Pollack, a Florida man who's pleaded not guilty, accused of punching and dragging an officer down the steps. And it recently housed Brian Mock of Minnesota, convicted of 4 assaults against police, including this one. Trump argues the defendants are persecuted and unfairly treated hostages.
They're put in jail for extended periods of time.
You told the judge the other day it's like a dagger when you hear the term hostages for Jan 6 defendants.
And the reason being is because it's triggering.
Former Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gonell says the hostage rhetoric adopted by some Trump allies disrespects police and could incite more violence. Homeland Security analysts are concerned, too.
Rhetoric that encourages a misperception of what violent extremism is only going to encourage more violence and ultimately put the American people at greater risk.
There are now more than 1,300 total January 6 defendants, including a Texas man allegedly aligned with the Proud Boys, arrested today. And Nora, there are more trials to come, including one the week of the Republican National Convention and more straight through Election Day.
Scott McFarlane, thank you. Tonight, the largest egg producer in the U.S. says some of its chickens have tested positive for bird flu at a Texas plant. The highly contagious virus has also been detected at the biggest poultry farm in Michigan. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Plano, Texas, on what this could mean for food prices at the grocery store.
The bird flu outbreak forced egg producer Cal-Maine to stop production and cull nearly 2 million chickens at its plant in Palmer County, Texas. The number represents less than 4% of the company's flock and less than 1% of chickens in the U.S.
All the eggs were destroyed. The chickens are going to be destroyed, so it's completely safe.
This comes as six states are reporting outbreaks of avian flu among dairy cows. This week, a Texas dairy worker had pink eye after testing positive for the virus, becoming only the second known human case in the U.S. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says there's no reason for people to be alarmed.
The good news is this is carried by migratory waterfowl. It's migratory season, but we're on the tail end of it.
Despite the outbreaks, Texas A&M agricultural economist David Anderson says prices should remain the same.
Less than 1% of the egg-laying chickens, that's not a lot of effect on kind of the broad market that folks are going to notice at the store. We have plenty of milk production. I don't expect to see much effect of this for us consumers either.
You can't get bird flu from eating thoroughly cooked poultry or eggs, according to the USDA, who also advises people wash their hands after handling raw meat and eggs.
The message to the consumer is, you know, just go about business as usual. No spike in prices in either egg prices or dairy products. It's completely safe.
Anderson says the price of a dozen eggs is actually down about a dollar compared to last year, and that egg production is up, so consumers shouldn't have to worry about their morning omelet. Nora?
Got it. You heard the rules. Wash your hands. Omar Villafranca, thank you. The FAA is investigating a close call between a Southwest plane and a control tower at a major airport. That's next.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The FAA is investigating a terrifying incident at a New York's LaGuardia Airport where a Southwest Airlines jet with more than 150 people on board may have flown dangerously close to a control tower.
Go around, sir. I'm heading climb maintain 2000. Climb maintain 2000, 2000.
The flight was trying to land in bad weather last month and came possibly as close as 67 feet from hitting the top of the control tower. In a statement to CBS News, Southwest says the crew was dealing with turbulence and low visibility on approach to the runway. LSU basketball star Angel Reese said today that she's entering the WNBA draft. And she did it in style through a photo shoot with Vogue. Reese says she was inspired by Serena Williams, who announced her retirement in Vogue in September of 2022. The 21-year-old is expected to be one of the top players in the WNBA draft later this month, along with Caitlin Clark of Iowa, who's moving on to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament this Friday. There were big ratings for that game. All right, Monday's total eclipse is expected to rake in big business for cities and towns along its path. Our report on the eclipse economy, that's next. The countdown is on for Monday's total eclipse of the sun. The most dramatic show is expected to be in cities and towns along the path of totality through more than a dozen states, where many business owners are looking to cash in on the celestial event. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
In the scenic Texas Hill Country, Kerrville is preparing for its moment in the sun.
the blocked sun.
How ready is Kerrville?
Absolutely ready. We've been getting ready for 2 years.
Mayor Judy Eichner says the city of about 25,000 could swell to as many as 100,000, prompting a change usually reserved for hurricane evacuations.
We will have one-way traffic right up here along this bridge.
So you're changing the traffic flow
yes,
of the city?
Absolutely.
Kerrville will have one of the nation's longest views of the moon obscuring the sun at 4 minutes, 25 seconds. And the clock is ticking for businesses.
I got a chicken fried chicken, gravy all over.
At Billie Jean's restaurant, owner Crystal Smith doubled many of her food orders.
And you'll go through most of this?
Yes, we'll definitely go through most of this, yes.
Calls for reservations coming in as far away as Germany. Nationwide, spending on the eclipse, like dining and travel, is expected to top $1.6 billion. This coveted tract of land has been turned into a campsite and long been sold out, some traveling extreme distances.
We've got visitors from New Zealand, Israel, Finland, Germany, Great Britain.
That travel expense, a high cost for a priceless experience.
And the question now, will Mother Nature cooperate with the solar system? There is cloud cover in the forecast for a good portion of the eclipse path. But Nora, we can remain hopeful and the weather can change quickly.
What a moment. Janet Shamlian, thank you so much. And we will have live coverage of Monday's total eclipse beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus. Heart of America is next with the National Teacher of the Year, who gets extra credit in kindness.
This portion of the CBS Evening News is sponsored by Ashley for the love of home.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman. Testerman has been molding young minds for more than 30 years as an elementary teacher at Rogersville City Schools in East Tennessee. She currently teaches English as a second language for kindergarten through eighth grade. The news was announced on CBS Mornings, where Testerman spoke about what this prestigious award means to her.
There are 3.5 million teachers in this country. So to be named as the teacher who gets to advocate for our teachers and our students is just an incredible honor.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, who has spent decades as an educator, surprised Testerman in person. And then she announced the first ever Teachers of the Year state dinner at the White House. That's on May 1st. Missy Testerman and all of our teachers, tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than 3 decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Naval Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.